annoying annoyance. Now you just have to be patient for a moment here and listen to my tale about the annoying toy. It goes this way. Last Christmas, my 2-year-old grandson, Reed, received from friends of the family a beautifully crafted, bright yellow, purple-tired, red-hub-capped, red-fendered, battery-operated hot dog truck. Now, this is not just your regular run-of-the-toys or us hot dog truck. This hot dog truck is 9 inches long and 9 inches high, and has clear plastic display panels on each side, which each display 6 small hot dogs, wieners to you, weenies to us Southerners. In the open front cab of the truck sits a pink-faced, mustachioed guy with a blue hat, orange shirt, white pants, and white gloves, not to mention blue eyes, shaped like plus marks. The green headlamps, bright green bell, and slogans animate everything. Happy hot dog on the front hood, yum yum on the side doors, chili cheese dog 99 cents, mustard dog 59 cents, deluxe combo fries and drink 99 cents. Behind the 6 vertical hot dogs, no mustard, is a sign, "Happy hot dog dancing for you." Did I mention the fact that atop the hot dog truck is a great big hot dog with mustard snaking across the top that looks almost real if you squint or if you're 2 years old? Now, this hot dog truck is pretty cute and quite unusual looking, but what makes it really fun and annoying is what it does. When you throw the switch on the bottom of the hot dog truck, it suddenly begins playing loud, rhythmic, and unidentifiable music, and the front purple wheels begin walking, not turning, the front of the truck in time with the beat. The truck walks. Then, after the tune goes on for a few seconds, the hot dog truck driver yells, "Hot dog! Hot dog!" in a clipped accent of some kind. Oh, could be Brooklyn, could be Hispanic. Part of the mystery, you know. See? Now, while he's yelling, his upper body shakes back and forth. He rings the green bell, and the 6 hot dogs, 3 on each side, start dancing. Then, the truck repeats this routine until an annoyed adult turns it off or stomps it. A most wonderfully annoying toy. Well, 2-year-old Reed was afraid of that hot dog truck and wouldn't have anything to do with it. But I loved it. It was just the thing every kid dreams of having, a toy that makes you laugh while annoying all adults within hearing distance. Even after you turn the truck off, you can still make it yell, hot dog, twice by pushing a rose-colored button next to the driver, or you can make that funky music go on for a couple of seconds by pushing the violet button. Boy, did I have fun with that hot dog truck. Nobody else did. As we were leaving my daughter's home after the Christmas weekend, she presented me with the bright yellow hot dog truck. "No," I said, "this belongs to Reed." She looked at me for a second and said, "Dad, I want you to have this toy." The steel in her voice made me realize that she not only needed for me to remove this toy from her home, but she knew that it would make me a lot happier than it would ever make her or Reed. I grabbed this gift and drove the 5 hours back to Birmingham, occasionally annoying my wife and granddaughter by pushing the rose-colored button and, once in a while, by pushing the violet button. What fun! Now, the happy hot dog truck sits atop my book loft's counter. I'm at least smart enough not to take it home, for me to show off to annoyed customers and annoying little kids. If you know anything about other annoying toys made by the Metro Toy Company in the Philippines, please let me know. My joy may be your pain, but what's wrong with making an old guy happy?